Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, January 20th. I hope many of you are getting some rest, a day off of work or school because of Martin Luther King Day. Also, remember today is Missions Monday. Last Monday, I forgot to mention Backpack Buddies, but we pray alongside them. And today, we're praying alongside Living Hope Ministries. Kelsey and Austin Kime serve with Living Hope Ministries. And if you were at church yesterday, you may have seen them present about the ministry and all the good work that is going on in Cape Town, South Africa. They work specifically with at-risk boys and have a wonderful ministry there. And so we pray alongside them. Our scriptures today are Genesis chapter 22, Matthew chapter 5, and Proverbs chapter 20. We'll read a specific subset of verses in each of those chapters. In the book of Genesis chapter 22, we'll read about Abraham being tested. In the student study Bible, the quote is, "The final exam." Ooh, that gives me tension because I hate tests. And I bet Abraham hated this test as well, but it proved that he trusted finally in what God was doing. Genesis chapter 22, starting in verse 1, and we'll go through verse 18. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on the mountain I will show you." Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When they had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in a distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son, Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, "Father." "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and the wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. When they had reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham!" "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there in the thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, but that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations of the earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me." I really don't know what to say about this passage. It is so severe. I can only imagine how Abraham felt when he considered putting Isaac on the altar. He was probably quite confused about God. That would have been, it's still a confusing passage to me today, because elsewhere in Scripture, God calls child sacrifice something that he does not command or mention, nor did it enter my mind. That's Jeremiah 19:5. So all along, God intended to provide another sacrifice for Abraham. We saw it was a ram caught by its horns in the thicket. But as the student study Bible says, nevertheless, Abraham does not know these things as he climbs the steep mountain with his only son. The same mountain later becomes home to Jerusalem, a place where God provides his only son as the final sacrifice for all people. Abraham must blindly follow God's orders. Too many times he has doubted God, but this time he determines to obey no matter what. This scene gives us a glimpse of what is to come in Jesus Christ our Lord, the one who willingly lays himself down on the altar for our sins. The second reading for today is Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. This is the introduction to the Sermon on the Mount and the Beatitudes. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountainside and he sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Our third reading today is Proverbs chapter 20, verse 22. "Do not say, 'I'll pay you back for this wrong.' Wait for the Lord, and he will avenge you." As we consider the Beatitudes and what God calls us to there, and the connection with Proverbs chapter 20, I believe that there is a link in blessed are the peacemakers and blessed are those who do not go after their own vengeance. Both of these verses encourage believers to resist the temptation to seek revenge and to trust in God's justice as they seek peace rather than seeking vengeance. And so that's my encouragement for us today. If we are wronged, that we will trust in God and know that he sees all. Okay, as promised, we're going to do some work on our memory verse today. Last week's verse was in Matthew. This week's verse is in John. John chapter 1, verse 29. Repeat after me. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Some of you were ahead of me, weren't you? You know this verse already. Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. What a wonderful metaphor. The sacrificial lamb who went on our behalf, just as God is foreshadowing in the Old Testament passage we read today. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word, even when we have to wrestle with it. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you came and you willingly put yourself on the altar in order to be the sacrifice, the blemishless lamb sacrifice for our sin. We thank you, Lord, for Jesus' ministry. We ask that you would help us to seek a life of blessedness, that we would be peacemakers, that we would be righteous, that we would seek after your kingdom. And we thank you, Lord, for the promises of the memory verse today, that Jesus is the Lamb who takes away our sin. We want to lift up our ministry partners to you, Kelsey and Austin Kine, today. Ask your blessings upon them and their ministry in South Africa with Living Hope. Be their shield, their salvation, their shepherd, and their strong tower. We love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.